The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Big things happening in the sports world, as always. Rory McIlroy getting set to win the Open Championship. If he can hang on to a three-shot lead with about six holes to play. 17 under par, Sergio at 14 under, and then some other guys kind of in the mix, about five shots back. Been very impressive out of this Rory McIlroy cat. And I'll tell you what, the guy reaping the benefits, other than Rory, would be his father and his two buddies that made that bet. Could win themselves a little, like right around $350,000. So pretty darn good. Got to say good morning to Fred Wallen real quick as he's joining me from Los Angeles, California. And a lot to talk about with your Los Angeles Lakers and Dodgers and whatnot, Fred. How you doing this morning?
I got a cold, and I apologize, folks, for the voice, but we'll try to get through this. And Carlos Boozer, an all-star. No way. No how. Bad move.
Well, I mean, look, a little bit over $3 million, not terrible. So we'll get into it. A lot to talk about. Again, I'm going to go after him with his Los Angeles Lakers and whatnot. Kobe says he's happy. I got to think he's not. But anyways, he's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. Lots to talk about. We're just getting warmed up. We'll be right back on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Los Angeles Lakers making moves. Maybe not the moves that you would like them to make, but they are making moves. And Kobe Bryant says that he is happy with what the Los Angeles Lakers are trying to do. Fred Wallen, I got to think that you're not happy with what the Los Angeles Lakers are trying to do. And I know we've got Jeff Rich, and we'll hook up with him in just a moment. But, Fred, Los Angeles Lakers, is that an NBA basketball team that they're throwing out there?
Well, they won 27 games last year. Excuse me.
Yeah, no, take your time, Fred. Don't worry about it. Again,
horrible sore throat. Anyway, yeah. 27 games last year. I don't think they'll win 27 this year. I just think it's one of the worst put-together clubs I've seen in recent history, as far as the Lakers are concerned. But, I mean, just clubs around the entire league. I mean, Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak have an albatross here. Kobe's going to say what Kobe's going to say, and he doesn't mean it. There's no question about that. Meanwhile, of course, Phil Jackson said that the reason Dwight Howard left was because of Kobe Bryant. Kobe's not a good teammate, and that has to be understood. But beyond that, this is just not a good team. This team, you know, they should never have made the deal for 38-year-old Steve Nash 2 years ago. He's 40 now, and he was on the downside, obviously, at 38. They gave away too much for that. They have made nothing but bad moves. I mean, you can say what you want about Nick, but he doesn't play any defense. Carlos Boozer plays no defense whatsoever. Who on this team can you say would be considered more than an average player in the National Basketball Association outside of Kobe? I mean, and he's, what, 35, 36, 36 now. So my point is the team that Jim Buss has put together is horrendous. Certainly for the NBA itself, it's horrendous because you want a strong team in New York and a strong team in Los Angeles, and we don't even have a coach if you're a Laker fan. So the point is, I would say they'd be fortunate to win 27 games this time around.
I'm going to bring Jeff Rich in on the conversation and here as well. And I don't know, I just want to throw this at you guys and see what's your response is on this, you know, because you said something to me that I find to be interesting. I mean, yeah, we've heard about Kobe and whatnot and how, you know, some guys don't really like playing with him and he's a tough teammate to get along with. He and Shaq had their problems, even though they were able to win championships together. They had their issues and whatnot. And you know, you said something to me that kind of struck something with me, and I think he and Michael Jordan obviously are similar in a lot of ways. Kobe idolizes Michael. What makes the way that Michael went about his business different than the way that Kobe goes about his business? And what I mean by that is Michael Jordan got in people's faces. Michael Jordan at times was a real you-know-what. And Kobe Bryant is that as well at times. So I guess what I'm trying to understand is why is it okay for one guy to go about it in a certain way, and people don't, you know, people may have had an issue, but it was Michael Jordan, and nobody ever said that much during his time. But when Kobe does things, he gets criticized quite a bit, to be honest with you, and whatnot. So I guess I'm trying to figure out what makes it different with the way that Michael Jordan did it versus the way that Kobe Bryant does it. Fred, you first, and then we'll hook up with Jeff Rich.
I just think it's different eras. I think with the social media and everything, anybody who hears Kobe say something about a teammate, it gets around, the teammate hears it. I mean, I don't see a major difference between the two. I think Michael was a better player. I think Kobe's an awfully good player. I think Michael was a better player. But beyond that, I don't see much of a difference, to tell you the truth. I just think they both tried to control management, and they got away with controlling management because they're both so talented in the NBA. But I just think it's a different era. I think they're pretty close as far as how they treated their teammates. They thought they were more important than anybody else, and you'd better cow down to me, because the point is I am better than you, and I do have the ear of management. And let me tell you something else. Bulls management at that time was not Jim Buss Jr. So, I mean, from that aspect, Kobe's got an easier person to listen to in Kupchak and Jim Buss, because they know in their heart that they have screwed things up beyond belief here in Southern California. The Bulls can't, you know, when Michael was playing, you couldn't say the same thing about the Bulls. So I think management being weak here in Los Angeles gives Kobe more of a chance to speak up and get his way, you know, and cry like a baby when necessary, or say what he has to say. And listen, I didn't read the whole article about Phil Jackson, but are you shocked that Phil Jackson would say the reason Dwight Howard left was because of Kobe Bryant? I don't think so.
No, I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, look, in general, Phil Jackson, a little bit of sour grapes, you got to think. So that is what it is. You know, and I brought this question about, because we are bringing on Jeff Rich. And look, this guy, I mean, think about it. Fred, he's a guy who covers Cleveland sports. So thinking about this question before I posed it to you guys was that a guy that has had his heart broken as many times as he has by Michael Jordan has got to definitely have a pretty strong opinion about this one. And obviously I'm talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers, the days of Mark Price and Brad Doherty, when, you know, they would play the Bulls, and Craig Elo, I'm sure that guy's having nightmares still, to be honest with you. But in general, a guy that had his heart broken for sure by Michael Jordan has got to be Jeff Rich. So what made Michael Jordan so good at getting across to his players versus Kobe, where he doesn't seem to have the same type of respect from this. And like Fred said, I think it's a different generation, to be honest with you, too. But why is it different, the way that Michael went about it and the way that Kobe goes about it? And Jeff, we'll keep you, if you can, for the next segment as well, because we've only got a couple minutes left in this segment, too. And thanks for joining us, by the way, too, Jeff. But go ahead. You have to have a lot of heartbreak on your mind when I talk about Michael Jordan.
Hey, first of all, good morning, Fred. But, you know, Michael hit the big shot in 89, and then, you know, I believe it was 91 when the Cavaliers played the Bulls in the Eastern Conference Finals. And, you know, Michael Jordan dominated the game. One thing that comes to mind in this particular comparison, though, is that when did Michael Jordan have to deal with the downslide of the Chicago Bulls? You know, when they didn't, the 2 years they didn't go, or the first year they didn't go to the finals after the three-peat, you know, he was playing baseball. And then after the second three-peat, he walked away from the game for a while. You know, I know he came back with the Wizards later, but he never had to deal with a rebuilding season in Chicago. You know, and he only played for Doug Collins and Phil Jackson. So he never really had to go through the turmoil that Kobe's had to go through. I mean, I would even go back to 2004 when they brought in Karl Malone and Gary Payton, and they thought that they were going to be instant champs. You know, I think that Kobe's got a certain attitude to him. I think that he's got a little bit of an inferiority complex to Jordan. And now the game is, I don't want to say that it's passed him by, but there's obviously younger players like Durant and LeBron that, you know, that are in the finals year after year. It's been a while since the Lakers really scratched the surface of the NBA finals. So I think Kobe's just frustrated. I don't know that he's necessarily a bad teammate, but, you know, I tend to take Phil Jackson at face value on some of these things. Granted, it could be some sour grapes, but, You know, he's a competitor, and, you know, and it's got to be uncomfortable to lose. And, you know, especially, you know, what, where are the Lakers going? Who's their head coach going to be? I'm really thinking that Byron Scott, after that terrible, tenure he had in Cleveland, might be walking into another buzzsaw here in L.A. I don't know why anybody wants that Lakers job right now. I think it's going to be tough for them to get a good coach, you know, let alone a big name in there.
Good stuff from both of you guys. A lot of different perspectives, to be honest with you. And we'll continue to battle this thing out on the other side. I know we're up against a break. So we'll continue with Jeff Rich on the other side. We'll keep you for a few moments, if you don't mind. And then we'll get back into this thing. But Jeff Rich hanging out with us. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. Dorfman in Phoenix. By the way, you can get on board with us as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ, the Valley of the Sun. Hanging out with Jeff Rich. And you know what, Jeff said some interesting things there, Fred, to be honest with you, about Kobe versus Michael. And you did as well. But the one thing I took away from it is, when you're talking about turmoil, you know what? I agree. Kobe's had some turmoil, but Michael Jordan had turmoil too. And I think that that's part of the game, to be honest with you. So I get both of these guys, and I think they're both obviously great players, future Hall of Famer for Kobe, and Michael, obviously a Hall of Famer. And again, I think that, you know, when you're trying to compare people to Michael Jordan, it's tough, especially in this one when you have such a generation gap versus the two guys. So I think turmoil is all relative, though, and I think of that more of an excuse than anything, to be honest with you. But they both had turmoil when you think about things. Michael Jordan with the gambling stuff and his father and this and that and the other. Kobe, it's been things obviously that happened in Denver and you name it. There's other things, but turmoil and things that happen on and off the basketball floor, I think are there for everybody in whatever arena it is. Fred, we'll give you the last word, and then I want to move the conversation on to baseball, because to be honest with you, all three of us have interesting baseball teams that we follow quite closely. So, Fred, final word on it.
Well, I just think, again, if you have weak leadership, weak management, and the Lakers certainly do, you get away with more. That's all. I don't think you could ever say that in Michael's time they had weak management as far as the Bulls concerned. They didn't make too many mistakes, and the Lakers haven't made many right moves. You know, people keep saying, well, if David Stern doesn't say no to the Paul deal, this wouldn't have happened. But he did say no. Since then, have they made one good move? I mean, think about it. I mean, Lamar Odom was a pretty good player. They dealt him away, and then, you know, in that thing, and then they didn't deal him away. But then he's a crybaby, so he couldn't play. But I mean, it's just everything they've done since that moment that David Stern turned down the ball has been negative. There has been one positive that I can think of. Seriously, this is a horrendously put together basketball team right now. I mean, I you name somebody on this team who you'd want on your team. I mean, Carlos Boozer was thrown away by Chicago, and they're paying $3 million. You say, well, that's not a lot of money. No, it's not in the terms of $20 million that some of the other players are making. But the point is, what's he going to do for you? Who's he going to guard? I mean, it's just a very badly put together ball club.
No, I agree. I mean, look, Carlos Boozer is a defensive liability. Yeah, he can maybe still get you 20 points and 10 rebounds here and there. I don't even think he can do it every night, to be honest with you. So, look, it is what it is. The Lakers are moving in a direction, and I'm not
quite sure. What direction is that?
I was going to say, I'm not quite sure what it is, but they're moving in a direction, and, you know, when you make the moves that they've made, you know, giving the kind of money to the guys that they've given, you know, when you think about it, that Carlos Boozer thing is actually kind of a bargain, to be honest with you. But at the same time, that's scary. Look, I want to move this conversation in the direction of some baseball, because I think both your guys' teams are obviously intriguing at this moment. Cleveland making a push there with Detroit in the Central. Obviously, Jeff follows them quite closely. Only 4.5 games back. They've won 4 in a row, did most of that damage against Detroit, so they've tightened things up quite a bit. On the other hand, the Los Angeles Dodgers, a game behind. They've lost a couple in a row. San Francisco's on a 3-game winning streak. Obviously, you people in L.A. wear your emotions on your sleeve, Fred. When things are good, people are great. When things are bad, they're calling for people's head. Not that it's bad right now for the Dodgers, only a game behind. 2-game losing streak, though. In general, Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants going to be in a good race, and we'll see if Cleveland can make that a race. So let's start in L.A. with Fred, because it always is interesting what happens in L.A., but Dodgers playing okay baseball. I mean, let's be honest. They're only a game behind San Francisco, but they have lost 2 in a row now, Fred.
Well, again, they've got a better team 1 through 9 or 1 through 25 than the Giants. Giants have a much better manager. I think we saw that on Saturday. It might have been a small thing to some people. It wasn't a small thing to me. Matt Kemp, through his agent, indicated he wants to play every day and he's willing to move. Well, nobody's going to pick up a $100 million contract, so he knows he's not moving. So guess who started on Saturday? Now, Scott Van Slyke has done very well for the Dodgers. You can't start him ahead of Matt Kemp. Matt Kemp had the injury, had the surgery, takes time to come back. You got to give him playing time. If he's not ready to play center, then you put him in left. But you got to play him ahead of Scott Van Slyke or Carl Crawford. They didn't do that on Saturday. They lose the game. And as a pinch hitter, Kemp came up and he struck out after Puig was hurt. Kemp's a horrendous pinch hitter. He's like zero for something this year, and he's like 150 lifetime as a pinch hitter. But the point I'm trying to make is Donnie B., Don Mattingly, tried to prove his strength. Well, he shouldn't have any strength because he shouldn't be the manager. Dodgers made two horrendous moves in the offseason. A, the blackout situation here where 72% of us in Los Angeles can't watch the games, and B, the extension of Mattingly's contract. They have a more talented team than the Giants. The Giants could beat them at the end. I don't know if they will, but if they do, it's going to be on Mattingly, and you cannot not play Matt Kemp ahead of Carl Crawford or Scott Van Slyke. Sorry.
Just out of curiosity, and then we'll let Jeff jump in here. I mean, are the Dodgers historically a little bit better at home than they are this year? I mean, only one game over 500, eight games over 500 on the road. And do you think that has anything to do with the TV contract and maybe not getting that good local support when they're at home?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Let me just tell you something at home. They announced 50,000 because they've sold a lot of 33,000 season tickets.
Sure.
If you watch the games, and the very few times we were able to watch the games, they're not 50,000 people in those seats. It's closer to 35 to 37,000 usually in those seats, meaning 10 to 12,000 people are not using their tickets. You can make a case. I don't know if that matters as far as their home record is concerned. I do know this. Don Mattingly is not the manager that Bruce Bochy is, and the Giants don't have the talent of the Dodgers, but they could play him to the end just because Mattingly should not be in that scenario situation. He's a batting coach. He's never going to be more than a batting coach, and for him not to play Matt Kemp because of Kemp's comment that he wants to play every day is nonsensical.
Jeff, jump in on the conversation, and then I got something interesting to tell you guys on that attendance thing, something that I heard about how they come about the attendance, and at the end of the day, Major League Baseball attendance is a bunch of nonsense. But Jeff, go ahead, jump on in.
First of all, I want to say that was a fantastic take by Fred. For Mattingly, Kemp's a terrible pinch hitter. He needs to be out there, and I think that Scott Van Slyke can fill that role off the bench for the Dodgers. I think that Bruce Bochy is an excellent manager, but. It's just hard to deny all that talent in L.A., and you gotta harness it somehow, and you gotta win more games than the Dodgers have, especially at home. And I do think that the TV deal is the direct cause of the attendance issues. I mean, there's attendance issues across MLB, but if you don't watch the road games on TV, and we saw it here with the Arizona Cardinals for about a decade while they were blacked out for all their home games, you don't drum up the interest. To get people out to the ballpark. It's so much easier to watch the games on TV. But if you can't watch them on TV, you're not really interested in the team. So I think that the Dodgers and Giants are going to go down to the wire. And I also think that come playoff time, should the Dodgers make it, that they won't have any problem filling up Dodger Stadium.
I heard something interesting about how they do this attendance at ball games, and allegedly there's a guy that goes into the baseball stadium. He looks around and he said, I'm telling you, I got this from a pretty credible source too. Looks around and says, "Oh, there's 37,000 fans here today," and then that's what they go and report. So what I'm trying to say to you is. Fred, I think you're 100% correct that they have a certain amount of seats that are sold, but there are a lot of seats that are empty, and you got to take Major League Baseball attendance with a grain of salt, because every year the attendance is going up, but for some reason or other, I'm not seeing it, you're not seeing it, and a lot of other people aren't seeing it either. So I don't know what they gain by lying about their attendance. Fred, any thoughts?
Yeah, well, if they say there are a lot of people are there, that makes other people want to go. So obviously, if you keep saying attendance is down, 15,000 aren't using their seats, fewer people will go because people don't want, people want to be part of something that's good and positive. If they hear the negative, they're not going. And the TV thing obviously has made a mess of this whole scenario. You know, it's not just blacked out in L.A. It's blacked out all the way to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's more than a 1,200,000 people, I mean, that have DirecTV that can't get it. Add all the other people that have the other cable systems, Cox and whatever. We're talking a couple million people can't watch the Dodgers.
Sure. No, I mean, look, again, it is what it is. They've choose to make their decisions the way they did, and you're not very happy about it. Jeff, I know we're up against a break. Real quickly, tell people how they can check you out, man.
Get me on Twitter at JRichRadio. College Football Roundtable, CFBRoundtable.com, launches Monday, July 21st. Please check that out. We got about 100 fantastic writers from across the country writing about college football from now until the end of the season in January.
Appreciate it, Jeff, as always. And by the way, guys, under 50 days until NFL football. Can't wait. Keep it close. On the other side, Fred and I will continue to talk about sports. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Why does accountant Gary Platt stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only La Quinta sends Gary a ready-for-you alert the second his room is ready. So he knows exactly when he can check in and amp up for his big presentation. And when Gary's amped up, guess what happens?
Hello, Cleveland!
Manufacturing.
He's ready to rock!
Let's rock this audit!
La Quinta is ready for you, so you'll be ready for business. The Ready For You alert only at LQ.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, where today, by the way, Fred, it's not too crazy out there. A lot of clouds, so kind of reaping the benefits of a low 90s degree day here right now. And that's kind of good because I got to get out on the tennis court as soon as we're done doing the radio show. So, good for me. But just out of curiosity, how's the weather for you right now, man?
It's going to be very hot again here in Southern California, like no air. So it's very tough. No winds at this point, which I guess from one aspect be good as far as fires are concerned. But very hot, very humid. We have destroyed the atmosphere, ionosphere, whatever sphere you're talking about with our fracking and the other things we're doing. So the point is, right now, folks, stay away from Los Angeles. Too hot.
Just want to go around a few things with you here in the world of sports in the next 20 minutes or so that we got left in the show. And I want to start in Cleveland once again with none other than LeBron James and what's going on there. Looks like they're making a serious, serious push, obviously, to go after Kevin Love. Willing to give up not only this year's but last year's first-round draft pick, as well as maybe some other things. And I believe that the Cavs have first-round picks in the next couple of drafts as well. And it looks like Minnesota is really trying to go after him in many different ways. I guess the question is do you think Kevin Love makes that big of a difference? Is he worth giving up a future of a guy like Andrew Wiggins? We don't know the potential. I'll tell you what, from what I've seen out of him in the summer league, and again, I think you got to take the summer league almost like a grain of salt, but because you're playing with a lot of guys that aren't going to be on NBA rosters. But the athleticism that he's shown, defensive skills that he's shown, which I think that was the part of his game that we all kind of knew about already, but offensively has been better than I really expected. So is Kevin Love worth basically kind of your future when you really think about it in a guy like Andrew Wiggins and then Bennett as well?
I think Kevin Love's a good player. I think as a rebounder, he'll pass the ball like Bill Walton used to. I mean, as quickly as he gets it, he's going to pass it out. That's a positive. He's a good outside shooter for a big guy. No, I would not deal Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love, and especially if you have to add other things to that beyond that. I think Kevin Love's a good player. Saw him at UCLA. I'm a Bruin fan from way back. He's a good player, but I would not deal on Andrew Wiggins. I think he's got more of an upside than even Kevin Love. Kevin Love, may fit in Golden State if Klay Thompson is dealt away. Who knows about that? But I don't think I don't think at the end of this they'll deal Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love. I just don't think. I think they're smart. Now, Jim Buss would not be smart enough. He would do it. But I think most ownership groups are smart enough to understand what Kevin Love can give you. He can give you something, but I think Andrew Wiggins can give you more. And I've seen a little bit of the summer league. Yeah, I mean, anyone who watched Kansas last year, you knew that this kid athletically is just very, very talented. He's got a major upside.
Yeah, I find myself scratching my head a little bit when I hear that, and especially when you think about not one but two first picks for you, you'd be dealing, in your last couple of years. And the coach said a couple of days ago, there's no way that Andrew Wiggins is going to be dealt, and then all of a sudden you're hearing these rumors. I got to think that they're going to keep Andrew Wiggins, and then think about it with Irving, Kevin Love, LeBron James, an up-and-comer in Andrew Wiggins. How far away is this team from competing? I don't think they're that far away, to be honest with you, especially in the Eastern Conference, Fred. So as crazy as it sounds, Cleveland, with the addition maybe of a couple of guys, could wind up being a team to be reckoned with next year, as early as next season.
Well, the numbers in Vegas, I think, would have Cleveland and the Bulls, right? As far as the Eastern Conference is concerned, is the number one clubs to win the Eastern Conference. So your point well taken. I mean, it's not going to take much for Cleveland to win it. Chicago's certainly better. So Chicago or Cleveland, if you go to Vegas, those would be the favorites as far as the Eastern Conference is concerned.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, and we'll see how everything shakes out with it all, but it does look like Cleveland really, really making a serious push to go after Kevin Love, and we'll just see how much it costs them, I guess, is really at the end of the day what it all boils down to is how much is it going to cost to get Kevin Love? And my next question for you on this, and then we'll move on, does a long-term deal make sense for Kevin Love when LeBron James is on such a short-term deal?
No. I mean, again, how do we know for sure LeBron's going to be there? You know, people say he just wants the two-year contract with the one-year out just because he wants to have the power, but and he's going to stay in Ohio. That's possible. But things can change very quickly in the NBA. So if I'm Kevin Love, nothing wrong with Cleveland. I'm just saying that without LeBron there, and I had my choice of anybody next season when I'm a free agent, or I've already said I want to play with Golden State, if that deal couldn't be worked out, no, I'd be gambling if I'm Kevin Love. And I don't see Kevin Love as a major type gambler. I think Kevin Love wants to go where he wants to go. And right now it's Cleveland because he can play with LeBron. LeBron leaves. There's no reason for him to be in Cleveland. So, again, I'm going to repeat. I don't think he'll end up in Cleveland. I think a Golden State deal, the Klay Thompson thing, might happen. Or he'll just, wait his bide his time. But then, of course, if you're his club, Minnesota, you get nothing in return. So, but I don't think he'll end up in Cleveland. And I assuredly don't think that Andrew Wiggins will be part of a deal for Kevin Love, because other than Jim Buss, I don't think you would do that. I just think there's more of an upside with Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, I mean, again, it'll be interesting to see what happens there in Cleveland now that LeBron James is there. You kind of had to figure that they weren't going to sit still. And even though LeBron said everything correct in his return speech to Cleveland, or his letter, if you will, I think that they realize that this guy's in the prime of his career, and that they need to put some pieces around him to give him a legitimate shot at going out there and being able to really get Cleveland a championship. And I think Kevin Love's a pretty nice piece. I mean, the guy can get you 20-20. The guy's a great passer. But again, I don't know if he's worth kind of the future of your franchise in a guy like Andrew Wiggins. So we'll see how it all shakes out. And again, LeBron James is there. And I think in order for them to have a winner, they got to get some pieces and put them around him. So they're going to do that. But again, at what cost? Speaking of cost, I don't think you and I have talked about this. I did mention it, I think, in the opening. Rory McIlroy has a 3-shot lead right now in the Open Championship. Garcia at 13 under, McIlroy at 16 under. But years ago, when this kid was 15 years old, his father made a bet. And the only reason I bring this up is because I know you're a guy that is interested in the entertainment aspect of all this stuff. His dad made a bet when he was 15 that his son would win this championship by the age of 26. He's now 25 and 2 months, in a great position to win this tournament, obviously, but also to help his father put some money in his pocket as well, because I believe he and his two buddies put enough money on it that they would win somewhere in the neighborhood of 350 or 341,000, I think is the actual number, $341,000 if Rory is able to win this tournament before 26, which again looks like he's on his way to doing today. I guess the question is that's a heck of a vision, a heck of a vision by a father, foresight, whatever you want to call it. First of all, guts to make a bet like that, but pressure on his son, number two. Just kind of put that thing in perspective for us, Fred.
No, I mean, the father had faith, and he proved it by putting dough up. He had taught his son to play. His son was an excellent player at the age of 15, and it's probably going to be proven correct. Now, again, if you're listening to the show on Monday, you'll know if it's been proven correct. I think it's going to be proven correct, and it's a tremendous faith situation from the point of view of the dad, and congratulations. I mean, it's he put his money where his mouth and his heart definitely was. And it's sort of, it's a fun story. It's a great story. I mean, it's a story that people will never forget. And to do it, right before he's 26, is really, you know, the topper to everything. I mean, it's just a tremendous story. I think it's a beautiful situation if it does occur.
So is that the bigger story of the whole deal this weekend, do you think? Is, you know, I mean, look, if Rory gets it done, you know, Rory gets it done, and again, we're kind of seeing it that he will get it done. I mean, he's on the 16th hole right now as we're talking to you, and again, if you do hear it on Monday, you'll know the result, but we can pretty much predict the result already. He's going to get it done, and I don't know. I think it's an unbelievable accomplishment, but do you think that winds up being the bigger story, that his father made a bet and his father had a vision and Rory goes out and gets it done, but that's the bigger story?
I don't think it's a bigger story. I think it's a sidebar story. I think it's a great sidebar story. I mean, what are the odds? I mean, think about all the people on earth who play golf, and you got a 15-year-old son who you predict will win the British Open. I mean, think about the odds of that. I mean, you know, I mean, actually, if you think about it, he should be getting lottery type money. You know, if he had any wagers more, he would. I mean, the odds of that would be lottery type money. No, I mean, just, you know, you said 347,000. That's a lot of money, but I mean, that's not lottery type money. The odds of one 15-year-old, you know, you go around the world, Andy, and predict one 15-year-old to win any of the four majors in 10 years. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, the odds are tremendous. I mean, it's beyond belief.
How do you feel about not seeing Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson in that final group on Sunday? I personally find it refreshing. I like it. But do you think it hurts viewership?
Of course.
And in general, this tournament, it's tough because it's on pretty early.
Right.
Let's also throw that in there, which is not going to help the viewership. And, you know, it's over before a lot of people have woken up and gotten going throughout the day. But do you think that definitely hurts?
Oh, kind of. I mean, Tiger, assuredly. And Phil. See, I want Phil to win because I want him to complain about all the taxes he has to pay. You know, or he wants to leave the country to go to a country where he doesn't have to pay those kind of taxes because, of course, he's only got about $100-something million, I'm sure, in the bank. And so other people have to worry about paying their electricity. So I feel sorry for Phil. But on a serious note, I miss Tiger up there because I still predict he'll win a couple more majors. It's not going to be the British Open, but he is going to win a couple more majors before he retires.
Yeah, again, I find it refreshing. I like seeing a lot of these young guns come out there and play and be competitive. And on Sundays, the Jordan Spieth of the world, who obviously isn't competitive at this Open Championship. But I like seeing the young guns. And I don't think there's a sport that you can see more first-time winners than a golf tournament week in and week out. But anyways, got to wrap it up here for this segment. We'll be right back to close the show out. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on the program today, and it has absolutely flown by today. So, gotta mean that we've had a good time talking about sports. Gotta thank Jeff Rich for joining us as he does each and every week. And again, my man Fred Wallen, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to roll with me on the program week in and week out. Fred, I'm gonna leave you with this, or kind of let you leave me with what you've got, and I'm gonna start out by saying we're less than 50 days away from NFL football. The Green Bay Packers go to camp July 25th. I'm pretty excited about that. I got to tell you, I've got a bad taste in my mouth from what happened last season, or what I thought could have been with Aaron Rodgers going down, and then us not being able to perform, I think, at the level that I thought we were going to. But I truly think this year is the year, and the Packers are back on the map. And I can't tell you how excited I am for NFL football to be back. Fred, your thoughts about the upcoming season in the NFL real quickly.
Well, they're not blacked out around the world like Dodgers are in L.A., so of course I'm excited. On a serious note, no, if you have Aaron Rodgers, you've got a leg up before you even start. There's no question about that. One of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League, and I think obviously they'd have made the they would have won 11 or 12 games if he had been healthy all season long. I don't think there's any question about that. And
absolutely,
of course, we can talk about that every Friday night on Sports Overnight America, 10 p.m. Pacific time with Jerry Burke and yours truly, and I hope the folks do join us on Friday night, and of course every Sunday morning with you, Andy Dorf.
Yeah, I mean, look, I got to tell you, this is when we're starting to get into it. When you get NFL football back, you get the Major League Baseball kind of winding down and getting into postseason action. You got the NBA right around the corner. Your Los Angeles Lakers and their atrocity that's happening there. But just in general, this is when the sports really start to take off. Fred, as always, really appreciate you taking time out. We'll catch up next week, buddy.
All right, Andy. Thank you very much.
No worries. For Fred, for everybody else involved, Jeff, John, Mary, I am the Dorfman saying enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk at you right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network next week. Peace, everybody.
Who's our show?
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.